Morning Watch, making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming, week one. Making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming by loving his appearing and not loving the present age. Friday, related verses. Romans 12:2. And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. 2 Timothy 4:10. For Demas has abandoned me, having loved the present age, and has gone to Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. 2 Timothy 4, 2, 5, 7. Proclaim the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convict, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. But you, be sober in all things, suffer evil, do the work of an evangelist, fully accomplish your ministry. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Related reading. In Romans 12:2, Paul charges the believers not to be fashioned according to this age. The Greek word translated age can be rendered modern. The age is the present practical part of the world that we contact. To be conformed to this age means to adopt modern fashions outwardly. A combination of all people, activities, and things outside of God is called the world. The age designates the part of the world that we contact. The world is the entire organization used by Satan to usurp man, whereas an age is a section, an aspect, the present and modern appearance of the world, which is used by Satan to usurp and occupy people and to keep them away from God and his purpose. Therefore, Ephesians 2:2 refers to the age of this world. We can contact only the age, a part, but not the world, the whole. Usually, we say that the world possesses us. In reality, only the age possesses us, not the whole world. In 2 Timothy 4:10, we find the reason Paul charged Timothy to come to him quickly. For Demas has abandoned me, having loved the present age, and has gone to Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Loving the present age, the world now before our eyes, is in contrast to loving the Lord's appearing, mentioned in verse 8. The world, the cosmos, is composed of many ages. It seems that every decade is a different age. The present age is the world which surrounds us, attracts us, and tempts us. Demas was one who loved the present age. Some believed that Demas came from Thessalonica, and that this was the reason he went to Thessalonica after forsaking Paul. But whether or not he was a native of that city, it is certain that he went there because he loved the world and forsook the apostle. Due to the attraction of the present age, Demas forsook the apostle. In verses 8 and 10, we have a contrast between loving the Lord's appearing and loving the present age. If we love the Lord's appearing, we shall take sides with him and fight with him for his interests. But if we love the present age, we shall take sides with the world. In Romans 12:2, Paul exhorts us to not be fashioned according to this age, but to be transformed by the renewing of the mind. This age denotes the present practical part of the world, which stands in opposition to the body life and replaces the body life. The whole world is a system of Satan, and the age is a part of this world system. We cannot contact the world unless we contact the present age of the world. To be fashioned according to this age means to adopt the modern fashions of the present age. To be transformed is to allow an organic element to be wrought into our being, thus producing an inward metabolic change. Because the present age opposes the church, we must not be fashioned according to it. If we are to live in the body of Christ, we should not follow the present age or be fashioned according to this age. We need the renewing of the mind and the transformation of the soul, so that we may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. In this verse, the will of God does not refer to our personal human situation, to matters of marriage, employment, or housing. According to Romans 12, the will of God is the body life. Through transformation by the renewing of the mind, we can prove and discern that the will of God is to obtain the body.